Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all he is. Paul Bredel, Packers beat writer for the Wisconsin State Journal. Follow him on X at @Paul_Bredel. Paul, thanks for coming out, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
I saw multiple things on X earlier today that caught my interest, and I was like, okay, let's chit-chat about what's going on in both of these situations. You had one piece up there talking about Rashawn Gary, and the dilemma or the situation that the Packers find themselves in. I think 95% of Packer fans are ready to move on from Rashawn Gary for the cap savings. Realistically, how does this play out in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, nothing right in the NFL, especially with the Packers, I think is ever a given. But moving on, I think, does seem to be, as of now, the more likely outcome of the two. And when we look at Gary's production last season, 60 pressures, 7.5 sacks, like on paper, in a vacuum, like that is fine production. That is solid production. But what's missing is that more is needed from him. And, you know, we look at Micah Parsons coming last year. That means more one-on-ones for Gary. I think the jump in production that we expected him to have, at least especially during the second half of the year, never really took place. And then in that final month of the season when the Packers are without Micah Parsons, and just in general, when you lose players to injury, you need your team captains, which Rashawn Gary is one of, you need your highest paid players, which Rashawn Gary is one of, to step up. And Jeff Hafley, you know, we asked him down the stretch last season about Gary's play, and he quickly went to his ability as a run defender, right? How well he's continued to improve. And that's great. That's important. But when you're one of the highest paid defensive ends, you're expected to affect the quarterback regularly, right? And like I said, on paper, 60 pressures is great. But when, as well, are those pressures occurring? And thinking back to Gary's season last year, at least not off the top of my head, were there many of those moments where there was a critical sack, right, in the fourth quarter of a game, or a late third down pressure that led to an errant throw? And then in those must-have-it games, like a playoff game against the Chicago Bears, you need your best players to be playing at their best. And for what it's worth, it's a one-game sample size. Among the defensive ends on the Packers roster, Rashawn Gary was third in snaps that game, behind Lucas Van Ness, behind J.J. Enagbare. So, like I said at the start, this all goes back to his production. What he gave the Packers was fine, but given his contract status, his, you know, status on this team, more is expected, you know, production-wise. And I think that's where the biggest discrepancy is right now. You look at the production, and you look at where his contract is set to be the 13th highest paid defensive end on a per year basis in the NFL, to have the 7th highest salary cap hit among defensive ends in the NFL. Like, that payment, those dollar amounts versus what the Packers are getting production wise, just don't align. And then that's why we're having this conversation, I think.
So what about this, Paul? I mean, if you say, okay, we're going to move on from Rashawn Gary, we're going to use the cap savings to go do something else. Okay, fine. Where do you find the next guy that can help out Micah Parsons? Because unless you know something I don't about Lucas Van Ness, there's not much faith that that's going to happen. The draft, you don't have a first-round pick. You don't have your first pick to the second and third rounds. Now, Goody claimed in his press conference at the end that they can do whatever they want in free agency. Well, they're going to have to do some maneuvering to get to that point. So how do you find that other guy? Because I think they desperately need another guy.
Yeah, they certainly do. And, you know, that's the challenging part that the Packers are in. Yes, to Goody's point, right, you can bust out the credit card and push an exorbitant amount of cap charges from this year to future years to create more space now, but that's going to hamstring what you can do in future years and reduce your flexibility. So that's kind of a little bit of the needle that he has to thread this offseason, right? Is they're not going to be, at least I don't expect them to be, you know, towards the top in salary cap space. Like you said, they're without a first round pick. So with the resources you have, how do you maximize those assets to get the most? And when we look at the defensive end position, you've already invested previously a first round pick in Lucas Van Ness. You've obviously paid and deservingly so, and understandably so, a lot of money to Micah Parsons, right? So I don't know that the solution is this, you know, another major addition at that position, just from a resource allocation standpoint, because you've already invested a lot in there. Like, part of this is going to have to be, now whether it happens or not, we'll see, but part of this is going to have to be Lucas Van Ness has to continue to take a step forward. You know, bringing back, I think, Enagbare, who's a free agent, who's not going to break the bank by any means, but someone who made some of those splash plays late in games last season, you know, I think that can help bolster the depth. But that's going to be one of the challenges that Gutekunst face. And in terms of, like, specific answers, in terms of, like, a player in free agency or the draft, I don't have that player off the top of my head, because I do think overall the Packers will be, you know, somewhat limited in what they can spend, especially when you look at defensive tackle, cornerback, offensive line being even more pressing positions than what defensive end might be.
Tom and Paul Bredel, Packers beat writer for the Wisconsin State Journal, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
work. What about the coaching staff changes? Does that give you any hope that all of a sudden guys are going to get that much better in that front seven with some changes?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hard part to answer. I know, depending on what Gannon brings in and how he, goes about trying to maximize those skill sets. I will say, when the news first came out that he was being hired, and I went back to, write my article about him and found some quotes from him during his time with the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, there were some quotes from him that it sounded just very, very similar to Jeff Hafley in terms of just what he was saying, how he wants to utilize players, things of that nature. So, that he's obviously going to have to be a big part of getting more out of that position group and this defense as a whole. And I think, for Gannon coming in and his new coaching staff, if that's me, there's two items at the top of my to-do list right now. It's one, Micah Parsons, Edgen Cooper, Xavier McKinney. How do I get the absolute most out of those guys? Because those are my home run hitters on defense at each of the three levels. So what do I have to do to let them go make the plays that we know they can make? The other thing is how do I produce more negative plays? Because that's what was missing from this defense last year, and not just interceptions, but looking at the run game as well. Like, this defense did well to not give up explosive runs, but they gave up a lot of 3-, 4-, 5-yard carries. And we saw a lot of games last year, the Panthers, the Eagles, the Giants, the Bears, where the Packers weren't giving up explosive runs, but those teams leaned into the run game. And 4 yards, 4 yards, 4 yards is a first down that moves the chains, that eats up the clock, that keeps Jordan Love in the offense on the field. So how do you get more negative plays specifically against the run? So those are the two things that I think Gannon has to have that at the top of his to-do list when it comes to trying to hit the ground running with this new defense.
Talk with our guy Paul Bradle, Packers beat writer for the Wisconsin State Journal. I want to get your thoughts on the cornerback room because you have a piece on that as well. And this is another area where I try to wrap my head around where is the best avenue to go to address this. If you listen to Goody, all seems right in the world. If you listen to me, all is not right in the world. I think the draft is somewhere where I would feel comfortable going for that cornerback position this year in that second or third round, going and getting at least one. I think you could argue you could probably add two or three, and I think I would be satisfied if you go in that direction. You just watch that Super Bowl. The Packers corners do not look like those that we watched in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is one of the positions at the top of the to-do list. And yes, Gutekunst spoke, as he does, right, highly about Nixon and Valentine. And even before, not last season, but even before the 2024 season, like, he has remained very bullish about this cornerback room, regardless of what the outside world thinks. And his comment about there not being wholesale changes to this position, to me, that wasn't surprising. Like, I still expect, obviously, Carrington Valentine to be on this team. I still expect Keyshawn Nixon to be on this team. But that doesn't mean that changes or some reshaping of that position group shouldn't happen. For one, the depth has to be improved. I mean, they went through most of the season last year with Bo Melton, who was taking on most of his practice reps at wide receiver still, and Kamal Haddon, who had no NFL regular season snaps under his belt until this past year, as their first cornerback options off the bench. And then by the end of the year, there's injuries, so you're relying on Shamar Bartholomew, Jalen Simpson, practice squad players. So they just need to bolster the depth. They need to bolster the numbers. But even if Gutekunst is confident, bullish in Nixon and Valentine and what they can provide, and they did do some good things last season, but you're always looking for how do we elevate? Can we get more consistency? Like, competition has to be a part of that. Like, I don't think the Packers can go into next season, right, or go into offseason programs with, all right, these are two starters and now we're just trying to find depth. Like, those two, in my opinion, those starting spots should have to be earned through players that you add. And Gutekunst has said in previous off seasons, not necessarily about cornerback, but the roster in general, the importance of having competition, the importance of having to fight for a roster spot or playing time, because that can help elevate the play of the entire group. And so I think for the Packers, that's going to have to be, again, one of those items on the to-do list. And I haven't mentioned him yet, but kind of the wild card in all of this is, where does Nate Hobbs, right, fall?
Well, he's got to stay healthy first.
Yep. I went through all that and didn't mention him. You know, if the Packers wanted to, they do have an out this offseason with him from a salary cap standpoint. Now, my one, caution against that would be, I don't know if they have the luxury from a depth standpoint, from just where this cornerback room is at, to move on from him. Because then that's another spot you have to fill. That's another starting caliber player you have to go find in free agency or the draft to try to give you that competition. So he has to stay healthy, but I don't know that moving on from him in cap savings, I just don't know how much that benefits this group, because it's already one that you have to address, even if he's on the roster.
There he is, Paul Breidel, Packers beat writer for the Wisconsin State Journal. Follow him on X at @Paul_Breidel. As always, at the end, Paul, I let you promote away. Go for it.
I appreciate it, Spark. You can find all my work over at the Wisconsin State Journal. We're covering the offseason right now. Free agency is on the horizon. Everything you need to know.
So when does a beat writer take their vacations? Like, when do you carve out time for you and your family to, like, get away?
That's a great question. You know, there's obviously right now it's far less than what it was. So there's, you know, you can carve out free time. But really, once we get past free agency, a little bit of breathing room between the draft. And then once we get to May and June, those are more kind of the primary months where we can exhale a little bit, right?
Well, y'all deserve some time off, man. It is a long season, and the NFL has made it into a full calendar year between OTAs and mini camps and drafts and free agency and all this other stuff. And yeah, y'all deserve some time off for sure. Paul, thanks so much for coming on, man. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, Sparky. Appreciate it.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. If you have breast, head and neck, or brain cancer, proton therapy may be a better treatment than conventional radiation. Don't wait. Get your second opinion at Kansas City Proton Institute. Come see Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced proton therapy team. Learn more at kcpi.com. Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.